All right, guys, welcome back. Today, I want to talk about the potential of a 2024 recession and how that could or should impact the way you forecast your Amazon or e-commerce business going into the new year.
It's time to maximize profitability and cash flow. It's time to learn habits and hacks from the best e-com CEOs. It's time for Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat.
Business going into the new year. Let me show you an article. It's like strangely, it's actually kind of annoying. This is actually a good article by Nasdaq.com. I'll share it in the description. But, you know, it starts talking about the Fed's thoughts on whether we're going to hit a recession in 2024. And sounds like the majority of them do. So here's a paragraph here where it says the yield curve measured by Treasury still indicates a 61% chance of a recession. And I just have to say, 61% chance of a recession over the next year is like the most annoying number ever, because it sounds like it's more likely than not. And yet, if you read this entire article, you'll see that the smart guys really disagree on whether we are going to hit a recession or whether we're not going to hit one. What I want to give to you as a gift here is, what does this mean for my forecasting? How do I become a better forecaster of my business if the market's going to be kind of weird? And I'll give you my thoughts on how the recession impacts, but let's start by letting me unpack how you actually just forecast. And guys, you got to do this for each and every SKU. I mean, if you have a gigantic catalog, you probably need to have some software that does this for you. But you can't afford to not view each and every product in your catalog as being its own profit center. So I'm going to do it for a single SKU here, and then I'll show you how this can impact your overall forecasting. And then I'll give you a few nuggets that would relate to what do I do if there's likely to be a recession in 2024. So for this product, the TJ Go Dogs Red, apparently launched it here at the very beginning of 2022. And you can see, if I just scroll through the numbers, it's grown steadily for the year 2022, which is old news now. You know, we had an average retail price of $50, and our PAG, which is that profit after advertising, after Amazon fees, was pretty strong at 24%. Now it's time to have some honest feedback for the most recent year. So now we look at the trend lines for the year 2023, which is the year we're closing right now as you guys are watching this video or listening to this podcast. And okay, now that's interesting. We look at the end of 2023, and the product, of course, has grown a lot because it was nothing in 2022, and now it's a much larger, you know, product on the marketplace. But my profitability has actually shrunk. It was 23.5% back in 2022, and now I've seen some steady erosion in that profit margin over the course of the year. So even though the product is growing in terms of volume, I'm experiencing pressure on my margins. And this is an important concept I want to make sure that you guys hear when you think about your forecasting for 2024. It is that most products on the Amazon marketplace, or even maybe on your Shopify site, have what's called a decay rate. What that means is there's going to be pressure on the product, either in the form of sales, where I just have new entrants that are bidding on the same keyword and I have a hard time keeping the same level of unit volume each month as I used to, or maybe I can continue growing the unit volume, but my profitability is lower. That's normally because I'm all of a sudden having to compete more for the advertising space to get the products to move. And so here's a couple of common mistakes that we could have. So looking at the end of 2023 here, yeah, we had an okay year. We got to now forecast 2024. One really common error is to see, well, heck, the growth rate from 2022 to 2023 was like almost 400%. I know it's going to be 400% again going into 2024, right? And so we forecast some gigantic growth rate. And man, do we wish that was true. Here's the problem, is that it normally isn't true. Normally you have some kind of a launch phase where your product reaches its kind of equilibrium. And then at that point, there's a slowing down of that growth rate. And so don't make that first mistake. Make sure that your assumption for future growth is not just a blind acceptance of what happened last year, but what you think is actually realistic going forward. Second mistake that we see is, oh, I'm not happy with my profitability from 2023. I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to increase the price by 10% and that'll fix the problem. Sometimes this does fix the problem, but make sure that you're not, you know, my dad always said, make sure you're not believing your own BS, right? What's going on in the market that would make it to where you can't command the same profitability you used to? Maybe it's just that you need to raise your price. I love testing that, but don't just assume that you can increase the price by 10% and that you're going to be fine. And then obviously the final thing here is if this most recent 12 months had a lower profitability per sale, why would you assume that all of a sudden, magically starting next month, you're going to have back to normal or back to high level profitability? Be very careful forecasting that you're going to get what you used to kind of sort of want to have a year ago going forward, unless you have an extremely compelling reason for that, right? I mean, if you're going to be launching a new color that addresses a quality issue and you've got a new influencer, if you have things that are happening that could legitimately increase the margins and volumes of a particular SKU, then of course, forecast that in, but be very, very suspicious. If you look at a profit trend line, and again, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see it, where the last 6 to 7 months all had one profitability that was low, but every single month in the future is just unicorns and rainbows, and it's going to be perfect, and it's going to be very suspicious if that's the natural conclusion that you come to looking at the products, right? So. And again, you can do this for all your products. So now on the screen, I'm showing you two products. I've got the Go Dogs Red and the Go Dogs Black. And I'm going to go stress test my assumptions. And it's going to result in a sales, a units, sales, profit number forecast for the entire year, for 2024. I'm going to go ahead and run it out for the entire year that I'm going into. And then guess what? I can zip that up and create some estimates for my total sales for the entire year, right? I just sum up all of the SKUs I do the analysis of. And then more importantly, I can kind of sum up what I think my profit is going to be for the year 2024, you know, before overhead, right? This is such an important figure to have. If I'm forecasting that I'm going to have, like for instance, in the example that's in front of us here, we've got about $105,000 in estimated profit. This is true gross profit. We call it PAG here at Seller Accountant, but true profit after Amazon fees, after cost of goods sold, and after your advertising. If I'm forecasting that 2024 is going to have a total profit of $105,000, that's the maximum amount of dollars I can spend on software, consultants, rent, you know, outsourced firms. Listen, we love your business here at Seller Account, but we need to make sure you're not wasting money, right? If you're buying three different software tools, you got to be careful. And most importantly, that maximum amount of money is what you have available to pay yourself as the owner of the business. So that gives you a powerful budget. Okay, my total number for the year is $105,000. I'm going to have to pay some overhead. I'm going to have my contractors. I'm going to have my VA. And I'm going to have some R&D. I'm going to have to go fly to China to meet with my suppliers, right? There's some things I might be doing, but I'm going to make sure that I carve out enough profitability for me to be able to pay my taxes and actually provide for my family. So that's the simplest way that I can view doing a high fidelity forecast for the year. But now what do we do if it's an uncertain year, right? Now let's kind of circle back to our starting point of the feds are saying there's a 61% chance we're going to have a recession in 2024. What the hell do we do about that as e-commerce brand owners, as CEOs? I'm going to give you two different scenarios, and depending on which one of these you're more closely related to is how you should view this. If I have a client, I'm thinking about a client in my head here, whose wife is a physician who makes $300,000 a year. He also has two or three cash flowing rental properties. For him, whether this particular Amazon business can make money or not in 2024 isn't going to make or break whether he can survive, right? As a result, he can afford to be fairly aggressive with his forecast for 2024, because even if a recession does come, the lights are staying on, the mortgage is getting paid, and we're probably still going on vacation. However, I've got another client, and this would probably be closer to where I stand as an entrepreneur myself, where my wife, Emily, she stays at home mostly with our kids. She works part-time, and a gigantic percentage of my net worth is still tied up in this company, Seller Accountant, right? You might be the same way with your Amazon business. If you have a risk profile that looks more like that, oh boy, you're going to have to make sure that you have enough cash in the hopper to survive some bumps in 2024, even though it's not a sure thing. We may not even have a recession in 2024, but a 61% chance is enough that you need to be ready, because as I mentioned in a prior video, the consequences of running out of cash always outweigh the consequences of running out of inventory. Because if you run out of cash, you're dead. And in this current interest rate environment, raising cash quickly can be a challenge. And so practical things would be, let's be a little bit more conservative with our growth rates. Let's be a little bit more conservative trying to negotiate our MOQs and trying to make sure that we're not too in front of our skis when it comes to ordering in inventory. Let's be a little bit more conservative in terms of keeping some cash in our bank account, and let's be a little bit more conservative in terms of how many new products we choose to launch. We still need to be aggressive in launching those products. We just may only place 3 or 4 bets instead of 8 or 9 bets. And so that's how I would view forecasting. First of all, don't forget the blocking and tackling of just taking each and every product in your portfolio, making sure that you're not believing your own BS, either on the sales forecast or on the profitability forecast, and then using those individual SKU forecasts to roll up a nice total forecast for your business. Use that total forecast for your business as a summary budget to know how much you can afford to pay on everything else that might relate to your business, including paying yourself. And then if there is a recession here in 2024, you know, we're still going to be able to succeed as sellers in the space, but we're going to have to make sure we understand what our risk profile is so that we don't end up in trouble. I hope this video is helpful, guys. More to come here as we get through the end of 2023 and launch into 2024. Take care.